Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ye korabaka neke sheke. Yo korabaka. Oh, Father God, you are a great God. It's no God like you, Jehovah. We serve the unlimited God. We serve the mighty God. We serve you, Father God, because truly you are Makorabaka. You are great and greatly to be praised. Oh, Father God, we give you a hand clap of praise this morning. We honor your holy presence this morning, and we are thanking you for being with us this morning, oh God. We are thanking you for your love, your mercy, your grace, and your favor, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we thank you this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, I thank you this morning that you woke us up. And then you called us into the land of the living, and you gave us abundant life. You're continually, Lord God, watching over us. You are our peacemaker, and Father God, you are our safety keeper. You're making sure we are safe everywhere we go, oh God. Lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because your rod and your staff is comforting us like never before, Father God. Oh, I thank you for comfort for your people, oh God. Those people who are going through things in their bodies this morning, oh God, I thank you for comfort and strength. I thank you that you are a great healer. You heal us mentally. You heal us physically. You are the one who heals us emotionally, oh God. There is no God great like you, Jehovah. Oh, you are mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. You're putting it about for your blood, that blood that you shed on Calvary, that blood that still covers us today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, your blood, oh, your blood is precious, oh God. And I thank you, oh God. I plead the blood of Jesus over us this morning. And I thank you that we are soldiers in your army, oh God, and that we are aligned with you. And we listen to your voice, oh God. Oh, Father God, we don't fight against the enemy with the weapons of this world. We fight against the enemy with the weapons that you gave us, oh God. And I thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, oh God, to the pulling down of strongholds. So this morning we tear down every stronghold that's trying to keep us. And we say that we are free to serve the Most High God. We are free to be faithful to you. We are free to be loyal to you, oh God. You are the King of Kings, and what a mighty God you are. Keep our soul, oh God, and deliver us, Father God. Oh, be pleased, oh Lord, to deliver us in the name of Jesus. Make haste, oh God, to deliver us, oh God. Deliver us in your righteousness, Father God. Oh, we thank you this morning that you are the great deliverer. Deliver us, oh God, out of the hand of the enemy, Father God. Deliver us from our persecutors. Deliver us out of great waters, oh God. Deliver us from the oppression of man, Father God. Deliver us according to your word, Father God. Deliver our soul from lying lips and deceitful tongues, Father. In the name of Jesus. Deliver us from our enemies and hide us, O God. Surround us with songs of deliverance, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and Father God, command deliverances for our lives. Deliver us from all fears. Deliver us out of all trouble. Deliver us from them who hate us. Deliver us from out of distresses, O God. Send your word and deliver us from destruction, Father God. Deliver our soul from death, our eyes from tears, and our feet from falling. We call upon you this morning in the name of Jesus, the mighty Jesus. We call upon you. And we thank you, Father God, that we are delivered by you, O God. In the name of Jesus, deliver us from the power of the lion. I call upon the name of Jesus, and we are delivered. Through your knowledge, we are delivered. Through your wisdom, we are delivered. Oh, Father God, we receive miracles of deliverance in our lives in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you are the great deliverer. Father God, that you delivered us out of bondage, out of the hand of the enemy, into your almighty palm. And you rescued us out of the pits of hell. And you keep us safe in your almighty palm. And Father God, I'm looking at my palm, and I just can't imagine a palm that is big enough to hold everybody in the world in your palm. What a great, mighty God you are. How awesome you are. Even a giant like Goliath can't compare to how great and how mighty, how big you are. You are grandiose in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, nothing or anyone can compare to you. You are bigger than every mountain, oh God. Oh, Father God, even the mountains in our lives that your Kornamaka seem to stop us sometimes. You're bigger than those mountains, oh God. Oh, Father God, and you even gave us your Kornamaka, the equipment of our mouths to speak to every mountain in our lives. Because our faith is greater than a mustard seed, we can say to our mountains, be thou removed. In the name of Jesus, our mountains of sickness, move. In the name of Jesus, our mountains of death, move. In the name of Jesus, our mountains of problems, move. In the name of Jesus, our mountains of trouble, move. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're able to speak to every mountain and tell it to move. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, every time the enemy has come up against us, oh God, you are faithful to move those, to raise up a standard, oh God. You are faithful, oh God. And your word says when we resist the devil, he will flee from us, oh God. So we're holding on to your unchanging hand today. We're holding on to you because, Father God, we decided in our hearts that we will follow you, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're your followers. We're your servants. We humble ourselves before you this morning. You are great. You are great God. You are awesome King. You are mighty God. Well, welcome this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are happy you joined us. Oh, we are just so glad that the mighty great God, the holy God, you know that righteous Father, the one who pulled us out the muck and the mire, he is with us this morning. Oh, yeah, he woke us up. Oh, my alarm clock didn't wake me up. The mighty God woke me up this morning, and I thank you that he is mighty in this earth. Mighty, mighty. We serve a mighty God. Oh, and I thank God for each of you this morning. Today is Family Day on Bible Storyland. We are honoring fathers and mothers and children and grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins, the whole family. You know, sometimes we sometimes forget family members, especially when they get a little gray hair, you know, the ones who rocked us on the knee, the ones who looked out for us as we were growing up, who counseled us, who sat and talked to us, who played ball with us when we were younger, or took us, you know, to church with them, who prayed for us. Sometimes we forget about those people. But, you know, we have to remember all of our family members. So, you know, today, we are honoring families. This is Family Day. So we're thanking God that he created families. Yes, he did. The first family was Adam and Eve, and then the children came, and that created a whole family. And we are the family of God. You know, they sinned, and we sin. We're born into sin. But we have to say, Lord, when we come to realize, you know, what we've done against God, that we were born into sin, we got to say, Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us. And, you know, we got to cover our children like Job did until they're old enough to say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I accept you as Lord and Savior. Job said, just in case my children sin. So just in case your children sin, just in case our children sin, repent on their behalf and ask God to forgive them for anything they may have done against him. You know he's the Most High God. We can't sin against our Father. We can't sin against our Lord. We got to ask his forgiveness. You know, we don't know all our errors. The Bible says, who can know his errors? We don't know them. We be erring against God, and we don't even have a clue that we're in error. So we got to repent and say, Lord, oh, my God, every error that I've committed today, forgive me, oh, God. And, you know, his word is great. He honors his word above his name, and he is a mighty forgiver. He's not like me. You know, and I say, oh, yeah, you know, in 1965 you did this, or in 1979 you did this, or in 1929 you did that. You know, we remember, but I'm asking the Lord to help me not to even remember those things that I hold against anybody, to forgive them completely. And, you know, sometimes we could try to forgive and forget, but we got to ask the Lord to help us. We can't do it on our own. You know, sometimes you say, oh, I forgave him. Then you see him, and you go like, oh, something's still there. Lord, forgive me, Lord. Help me to forgive my sisters, my brothers, and everybody. Everybody, Lord God. So we need help. You know, God's word is awesome. This morning, I'm going to read to you Psalms 12. Psalms chapter 12. Help, O Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fall from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said with our tongue, we will prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of the earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. So we're honoring families today on Family Day. And, you know, we have a great woman of God on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. She's in another city. Maybe she'll tell us a little bit about it. Her name is Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Minister Donna Hawkins. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Minister G. It's so good to hear your voice. We have 21 friends with us. There are about 100 people on the tour. We're here in New Jersey. We're getting on the bus right now, headed to New York. And we're going to be there from 9:30 this morning until 9:30 tonight. And then we'll come back to New Jersey for our hotel. And then we go back to New York again in the morning at 9:30. So we're just going to have a good time. I tell you the truth, if you'll turn on the Today Show this morning, you might see me waving. If there's any way I could get on the camera, I sure will wave and say hello this morning.
Amen.
we're waiting to load the bus. I had my pastor and first lady standing here. He was going to sing for me this morning, but he had to get on the bus. So if you don't mind, I'll do something really quick, and then I'll get on the bus too, okay?
Okay.
All right, this is God Has Smiled on Me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. A lamp unto my path is he. Without him I would fall. I don't know what he is to you, but to me he's my all and all. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you have an awesome trip in New Jersey, New York. And I pray God's safety, protection upon you, and blessing. Tell your pastors hello for us. And thanks for coming on this morning, Sister Donna, all the way from New Jersey.
Thank you so much, Minister G. I love you.
Love you, too. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Like she said, God has smiled on us, and definitely our God is good to us. Yeah, this is Family Day, and we have Sister Jackie, Sister Donna's cousin, on with us this morning. That's how we met Sister Donna, through Jackie, Jackie Travis. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you? Jackie, you there? Well, she's on with us this morning. She may have her phone on mute, but she's on. Well, we're thanking God for her this morning. Until she comes back on, we have Minister Stacy Holman on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. So we got many great people on. You know, each one of us, I thank God for each one of you. We're made in His image, and He's a great God. So, you know, he has people all over the world. So I thank God for you. So, good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you? You may be on mute. I can't hear you, Minister Stacy.
Good morning, Sister G. How are you?
I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm blessed by the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, Sister Donna came on. She lives in Paducah, Kentucky, but she's traveling today in the New Jersey area, so I thank God for her. And I think you're still here in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, I'm in Jacksonville. Doing some stuff at home, moving around today.
All right. What you gonna sing for us this morning?
Amen. I think I'll sing Shake Us Again. Shake Us Again.
Oh, Shake Us Again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen. That's hallelujah. I thank God to shake us again. Shake us again. Shake us again. Only you can. Shake us again. Shake us again. Shake us again. Only you can. Shake us again. Early in the morning, before the break of day, you take your loving hand and shake us again. Oh, glory, shake us again. Shake us again. Only you can. Shake us again. Shake us again. Shake us again. Only you can shake us again. Early in the morning, before the break of day, you take your loving hand and shake us again. Shake us again. Shake us again. Only you can Shake us again, oh glory, shake us again. Shake us again, holy you can. 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 Shake us again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Shake us
hallelujah.
Again, Lord.
Shake us again,
Amen.
Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, thank you, Minister Coleman. Oh, that was
Amen.
Awesome. I tell you what, God has put his song in his people, and I just love the songs of the Lord. So thank you again.
You're welcome.
Well, we have another great woman on with us, Karen Attell from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Karen.
Woo. Morning to Miss Clarita.
I said, shake us again. I said, somebody pray for me. Have me on their mind.
All right
somebody
now.
Somebody pray for me. Oh, let's go. As Minister Stacy, she's on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning again, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. Is it warm in Houston today?
Yes, it is.
It's warm here, too. What you going to play for us this morning?
The Lord's Prayer.
All right. Ooh, I love that. The Lord's Prayer. Okay.
Thank you.
I just love that song, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You can read that in Matthew 6, starting at verse 9. Oh, the Lord is, you know, he's great. He's a great God, and he is our Father, and holy is his name. Well, this morning, as I said, is family day. And we're talking about inspiration. That's a noble trait to have, to be able to inspire other people. Inspire means to stimulate somebody to do something, to encourage somebody to a greater effort, enthusiasm, or creativity. So to inspire, to cause creativity, activity, to stimulate somebody to do something good, especially creative and artistic, to influence, to move, to guide by divine or supernatural inspiration, to fill with courage and strength for their purpose. Who have you inspired lately? Who have you influenced to do positive, great things? You know, the opposite of inspiration is discouragement. And, you know, the devil come in to discourage us. So we have to encourage one another. Don't let the devil use us against each other. You know, you see somebody doing good, why are you doing that? That ain't right. I wouldn't do that if I was you. They don't appreciate. Oh, no. We have to encourage one another. You're doing a great job. Pat people on the back. Say, ooh, you know, I'm proud of you. Oh, I love the way you did that. You are so gifted. You are so talented. When someone you know has great potential and many talents and skills, the ability to be successful and prosper, do you encourage them to move forward and inspire them? Let's start in our own household. Husbands, Ephesians 5:25, it says, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. You know, Christ loves us. He gave his only life for us. Every day we must thank him. You know, Christ still stands before God, and he intercedes for us. Christ gave up his plans for us, the church. His body he gave for us. You know, we're his body, and he's the head of us. So we have to let Father God know that we appreciate it. You know, husbands, are you praying, interceding to God on behalf of your wife, on behalf of your children? When your wives say, let's have family prayer time, family Bible study together, do you give excuses or do you encourage her? Or do you say, that's an excellent idea, let's do it? So when your wives say, let's go, maybe out for dinner, or let's go do that. Do you give up your time with your friends or give up what you want to do to spend time with your wife or your family to keep and build a stronger marriage, to show you love her? When she shares with you ideas that she has for a project that she wants to do, do you encourage her? Or do you say, oh, that's not going to work? Why do you want to do that? Do you encourage it? Let's keep it in the family, wives. Say, Ephesians 5 says, wives, submit unto the Lord, wives, submit unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. That means if Christ himself stood in front of you and asked you to do something that he wants you to do, would you refuse to do it? Even if you don't understand it, many wives say, I don't understand my husband. He wants me to do this. He wants me to do that. You know, there was a book I read years ago that says men are for Mars and women are for Venus. We might not understand, you know, God's plan or even what our husbands want, but, you know, we can do it anyway. That's what we have to do, submit to each other. We don't always understand one another. God is the only one who understands us fully. You know, sometimes, you know, when we submit to our husbands, It is the same thing as submitting to Christ himself. Submit, not only just submit, but have a good attitude about it. Say, well, I'm going to do this because the Lord told me to do it, but I don't really want to do it. Your heart ain't in it. No, uh-uh. Do it with a good attitude. You know how when you tell your children to make up their bed and they frown, they go like, oh, I'm going to get right back in it tonight. Well, I got to make it up. Oh, no, uh-uh. That's not the right attitude. So many wives rebel. They argue with their husbands. They constantly go, you know, go against what their mates ask them to do. What does it mean to submit? You know, that's a word that we don't hardly use in 2013, submit. Submit means to purpose or hand in something, to put something forward for consideration, approval, or judgment. Submit means to yield, to accept somebody else's authority or will, especially reluctantly or under pressure. It means to agree, to undergo something. You know, some people just disagree just because you said it. You say, well, it's the sky is blue. Oh, no. Don't you see that purple over there? You say, well, it's a wonderful day. What's wonderful about it? You find some people that disagree with you about everything. But, you know, as wives, we are to agree. The Bible even say agree quickly with your adversary. So, you know, we got to agree. Let's agree to agree. You know, some people can't agree on anything. They don't agree on their finances. They don't agree on how to raise the children. They don't agree on what school they should go to. They don't agree, you know, on what meal they're going to eat for the day. They don't agree on what church they're going to go to. They just don't agree. But the Bible says that we have to learn to agree. Women must be willing to agree to follow our own husbands. You know, sometimes the pastor say, Sister so-and-so, would you do this? Oh, yes, sir. Your husband said, you look at him like, oh, you for real? I know you don't want me to do that. Well, guess what? The Bible says submit, and that's what we have to do. It don't just say wives submit. It says submit to one another. So we got to submit to the other. You know, maybe we got a golf game playing for the day. And, you know, it's not a tournament. You could say, oh, okay, well, you want to go to breakfast? You know, maybe wife has something on her heart to tell you. She want to go, but you know, she want to get away from the environment to tell you. Husbands, can you give up what you were going to do and say, okay, you're going to agree? Yeah, let's go. Where do you want to go? Put her in the car. Take her. Where she want to go? You know, maybe your husband say, you know, you haven't seen me play basketball in a while. Come on and go with me. You say, but I was going to give it up. I know your nails can come. You could get your nails done anytime. You could get your hair done anytime. It's more important. Sometimes people put things before each other. Let's be willing to love one another with a pure heart. And, you know, a good attitude. Don't say, okay, well, I know I should. Mama just going to do it. Uh-uh. Have a good attitude. Be willing. Be agreeable. Just do it because it's the right thing to do. You know, agree. There's too much disagreement in the world. Everywhere you turn, there's disagreement. You know, that's how wars start. Rumors of war. You heard, you know, gossip gets started. Disagreement. Agree. Let's learn to agree with one another. You know, let's look at Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, verse 33. I'm going to turn there right now. If you have your Bibles, you can turn there too. Ephesians, I pray you opening them Bibles daily, you know, because that's what I've been speaking since I've been on the radio. Study the word. Read the word. Study the word. Pray the word. Think the word all day long. So Ephesians 5, verse 33 says, there I go. I'm almost there. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Oh, isn't that awesome? I ain't make that up. I read it in the Word of God. Want me to read it again? Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself. Now, you know that's a lot of love. You love yourself. You ain't going to mistreat yourself. You ain't going to talk bad about yourself or to yourself. You're going to make sure you looking good from head to toe. So make sure she look good from head to toe. She need a new outfit. Give her the money. Say, here, baby, go get one. Your husband need a new suit. Go here, baby, go get you something. You know, take care of one another. Don't be selfish. Don't let selfishness come into your marriage. Be good to one another. Reverence your husband. Why? Come on now. That's what the word says. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And the wife see that she reverenced her husband. You know Sarah reverenced Abraham? Yes, she did. First, we must submit to each other before we go out and submit on the job or to our friends or anywhere. Some people, you know, they don't even cut the tie with their family. Well, you know, my mama called me, and I got to go see. You don't care what your household had planned. The Bible says, leave your families and cleave unto your mate. So we gotta do what the Bible says. But guess what? If you ain't opening and reading it, how you going to know how to follow it? You ever plan a trip? I know when Sister Donna and them planned that trip in New York, that they got a map to go. They got a roadmap, and they follow it. You know, sometimes this modern day, you know, we got a GPS. And sometimes that GPS steer you in the wrong direction or off on the long path. But, you know, the Bible is our GPS, and it's not going to steer us on the wrong path. It's going to keep us on the right path, the straight and narrow path. It's going to tell us what God says. So let's learn how to love, to submit to one another. You know what? D-I-B-O-R-C-E is not an option. I'm going to spell it again. I hope you get it. You know, sometimes I used to spell to my first graders, C-O-M-E-H-E-R-E, and I spelled their name, D-O-N-N-A, C-O-M-E-H-E-R-E, K-A-R-N, H-O-W-A-R-E-Y-O-U. They look around and everybody else heard it but them. So what I spell was divorce is not an option. I said divorce is not an option. D-I-V-O-R-C-E. No, that's the easy way out. You could just go sign the papers, but guess what? That don't mean you divorced in the spirit. What God joined together, nobody can put it asunder. Study marriage. Study marriage. Ephesians 5 talks about marriage. In Ephesians 5, it talks about marriage and marriage, what marriage is like. Ephesians 5, 21 through 33. So here it is right here. Ephesians 5, starting at 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of his wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Oh, my God. You heard that? It didn't say in some things, it said everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. Woo! The mighty word. 27, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or anything, or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men are to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. But no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourish and cherish it, even as the Lord the church. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. For this cause a man shall leave his father. Now, man here means woman too, and his mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, remember that's that scripture I read a few minutes ago. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Isn't that awesome? Read it. Ephesians 5, 21 through 33. Study to show yourselves approved. Study to show yourselves pleasing to God. You know, let's talk about marriage this morning. You know, that's what Family Day is for. We're talking about marriages this morning. Family Day. Yeah, families are made up of husbands and wives, children, extended families. That's what marriage, families. We're talking about Family Day today. This is Family Day. So, of course, you know, we're going to talk about marriage. Because that's what marriage, that we're going to talk about marriage and children. So, you know, I thank God for his word. Because his word is so awesome. And you know what? He gave us obligations, responsibility, marriage obligations. And I'm going to read some of them to you here. In Genesis 2:24, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. You know what cleave is? That means hold on so tight you ain't going to let go. Your children never cleave to you. They feel like they're about to fall. You ever held a baby and you start bouncing the baby and the baby just cleave to you? I mean, that baby holds so tight to you and it's just, no, it ain't going to let go. They think you're going to drop them. So, you know, cleave to your wives. Matthew 5:32. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, whosoever shall causeth her to commit adultery, and whoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. Mark 10:9. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Matthew 10:9. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Romans 7:2. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband, so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. 1 Corinthians 7:10. And unto the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. 1 Corinthians 7:11. But as if she depart, and if she depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. Now that's from the word of God. I hope you write down these scriptures, husbands and wives, so you can study them with your families later on. Now, you know what? God is smart. God is so awesome. He don't leave nobody out. He has a plan for everybody in the family, the husband, the wives, the children, everybody. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, we all included. Isn't he awesome? He's marvelous. He thought of everything. He's a great guy. He has good plans for his children. Now, you know, let's talk here. You know, he has duties for husbands. Let's see what they are. And in the Bible, now this is the Bible I'm reading from. I ain't reading from a book some man wrote. I'm reading from the Word of God. Husband's duties. Yeah, husbands have duties. Okay, let's Genesis 2:23. And Adam said, this is now bone in my bones and flesh in my flesh, and she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Genesis 2:24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Remember we read this before somewhere else. Proverbs 5:18. Let the fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Ecclesiastes 9:9. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life. All the days of the life of thy Ecclesiastes 9:9. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity. For that is the portion in this life, and in labor which thou makest under the sun. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. 1 Peter 3:7. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Okay, wives, don't you think I forgot you. The Bible says duties of husbands. Now, these are the duties of the wife. Esther 1:20. And when the king's decree, which he shall make, shall be published throughout all his empire, for it is great, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both to great and small. Hey, isn't that awesome? Esther 1:20. Proverbs 31:27. She looketh well. This is the, you know, the woman in Proverbs 31. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. My God, she busy from the time she get up to the time she go to bed. 1 Corinthians 7:10. And unto the married I command, not I but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit to you, unto your own husband as unto the Lord. 1 Timothy 3:11. Even so, their wives must be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. 1 Peter 3. Likewise, you wives be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may be without a word, be won by the conversation of their wives. That means no nagging. You know, no nag. You ever been, you know, nagged? You remember your mom used to tell you something over and over and over. You go like, oh, my God. Don't do it, wives. Treat your husband with loving kindness. Husband, treat your wives with loving kindness. That's how God treats us. He drew us with loving kindness. So, you know, the word is awesome now. Let's look at conjugal love. That love, you know, that's what God gave us, love. Pertaining to or characteristics of marriage. Pertaining to a relationship between married couples, married partners, man and wife, in case you got mixed up, man and woman, husbands and wives. That's conjugal love. Genesis 24:67. And Isaac brought her unto his mother, Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Genesis 29:20. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had for her. He had to her. Esther 20:17. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in the sight in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon his head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Song of Solomon 8:7. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If man would give all the substance of his own house, of his house for love, it would utterly be contempt. Ephesians 5:28. So ought men to love their own, to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Colossians 3:19. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. So, you know, we learn so much from God's word. There is so much to learn about how to have a family. I don't know about you, but, you know, it just don't come automatic. You got to learn and study how to be married. You can't just go down there, get married, and just say, oh, well, we're just going to go with the flow. Uh-uh. God has a plan for marriages. He certainly does. There are great women in the Old Testament who was a great influence. They were of great influence. This woman that I'm talking about, she influenced a great man of God to do some things that God asked him to do. I'm sure she was submitted to her own husband at home. She was a great woman of God. She was a prophetess and a judge. Yet she submitted to her own husband. Her life is mentioned in the book of Judges, Judges 4:4. She was a wife. What is a biblical wife supposed to be like? That's what we've been reading this morning. Encourage. Titus 2:4-5 says, encourage young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, kind, being subject, submissive to their own husband, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. So we were talking about Deborah, that judge. So Deborah was a wife who obeyed God at her home and everywhere. She was called to do great things. Deborah, the meaning of the word is prophetess and judge. Deborah was a woman of great influence. She prophesied and she judged. She had great influence in Barak's life, Judge Barak. So read about it in Judges 4:4-16, where Esther did, you know, she did great things, but she honored her husband. God's plan works for families. God's ways are higher. His plans work. When we do what God says, his way will work. You ever feel like you're going up against a brick wall? Consult the Father. Say, Father, why am I stuck in this place? I can't seem to move. Why is this seeming so difficult for me? His way works. So we got to learn to follow him, follow what God wants. He has expectations for his people. Follow God's plan. God's plan works. His plan works. Now, you know he has a plan for fathers and mothers, for the children. We have an awesome responsibility to teach the children, to train the children, to provide for our children, to nurture our children, to control our children, to love our children, to correct our children, and to instruct them. So after we, you know, marry, become as one, children start coming, we're in love, that bond grows, children start coming and developing, then we have an obligation, a responsibility towards our children. So let's follow what God says in his word. So, you know, God has it all planned out. Obey God in everything. Even if it does not make sense to you, his ways are higher than ours. Don't get caught up in the snares and traps of the enemy. Stay close to God. Ask his guidance. Depend on him for everything. I don't mean some things. I mean depend on him for everything. You know, because he is our roadmap back to him. I was looking for Jackie. She came on for a little bit and she left off, so maybe she'll come back on. But Karen Itell is going to play a song of praise unto our God again. Good morning again, Karen. What you going to play?
Holy, holy, holy.
Amen. We do serve a holy, holy God. He is holy. All right. You know he's a mighty God. It's no God like our God, no God like Jehovah. He's awesome in all his ways. I thank God that he is Jehovah. You know, salvation is not an option if you desire to go to heaven. Now, if you don't want to go to heaven, salvation is an option. But I don't know about you. Salvation is my option, and I thank God for it. So if you desire to go to heaven, you got to want to spend time with the Father. If you want to spend, you know, eternity with God, we must develop a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Why would you want to spend eternity with somebody you don't even know? I don't. Why would you want to spend eternity with someone whose voice you don't even hear or obey? I don't. When you read and study God's word, it brings you closer to our Heavenly Father. It helps you to get to know and develop a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Unsaved people sit on the church pews every Sunday, Sunday after Sunday, hoping the pastor will save them, hoping going to the building will save them. After they leave the church building, they have no thought of God until Saturday night, when they prepare to go to worship God again. So you know what? We got to, salvation is not an option. It's a must. After, you know, people leave the church on Sundays, they don't even think about God anymore all week. Salvation requires work. The Bible says we're to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12, reverence God, worship him, pray, communicate with our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father, every day, read, study his word. Are you saved? What evidence do you have to prove it? If you're saved, what evidence do you have to prove it? So, salvation is not an option. It's a must, and it requires work. Well, Jackie's back on with us this morning. Good morning again, Jackie. How are you?
Let me get the unmute off. Good morning. I was trying to get me some breakfast, trying to get to my patient, and I always order something that's special made or special something. So I was just trying to make sure. But anyway, yes, I was trying to listen in and everything and all back. Thank you.
All right, you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to try. Okay, I'm ready.
What you going to say?
Come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, and we are trusting in his holy word, and he's never failed me. He never failed me, yeah. That's why I'm singing, whoa, oh, 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 oh. And turn around, we come this far, my face. We come by faith. Let me go, devil.
Uh-oh, you got cut off. She'll be back on. So I thank God for the song. We come this far by faith, and that's the truth. You know, salvation is a faith walk. We've never seen God. No man has ever seen God and lived. So we don't see it, but we trust our Heavenly Father. Here she is back again. Hold on, Jack, and let you back on.
Can you hear me?
Okay, we got you now. Go ahead, start again.
I don't know what the. We come this far by faith. Let me sing it fast. The devil don't want me to sing it, so I'm gonna sing it fast. We come
Amen.
This far by faith, leaning on the Lord, and we are trusting in His holy word. And he's never failed me. He's never failed me, yeah. That's why I'm singing, whoa, oh, whoa, oh, whoa, oh, whoa. Can't turn around. We come this far by faith. And I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. And I will trust in the Lord until I die. And I will trust in the Lord. And I will trust in the Lord. And I will trust in the Lord. Until I die, I'm gonna treat everybody right. And I'm gonna treat everybody right. And I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. And I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. And I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. Amen.
Amen. Ooh, I love that song. We come this far by faith, and that's how we come. Thank
that's
you
right.
so much, Jackie.
Okay,
I appreciate
have a good day. Have a good day. It's gonna work.
All right, you too. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Amen. Oh, I love that song. We come this far by faith, trusting in his holy word. You know, we got to study his word, read his word, obey his word. That's how we're going to know what he's saying to us, reading his word. And, of course, he still speaks to people today. We can hear his voice. So, you know what? 2013 is not the time to move backwards. We have got to move forward in God. Backsliding must be something we did, not something we are doing now. Don't let the devil fool you make you think you have plenty of time to get it right with the Father. Today is not promised, not even tomorrow. There is a song that says, get right, church, and let's go home. So consult Father God, repent before him, and turn. Repent means turn from all evil and embrace righteousness. So we're thanking the Father this morning that we can embrace righteousness. We serve an awesome God now. He's a mighty God. Prayer is essential. Fervent prayers of the righteous, the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. We can accomplish much more on our knees than we can in a debate. Sincerely consult Father God about everything. Christians are not exempt from praying. We must exercise our God-given right to consult our Father in his throne room. So it is prayer time on Bible Story Land. Press 1 and make your request known.
We'll initiate this by telling you that we need to pray for 2 members of my Sunday school class.
Okay. All right, Cameron. They're not well?
Well, one of them just had a bypass surgery, and the other one broke their leg.
Okay. All right, anybody else? Prayer, press 1. Okay, hold on. Good morning, Lay Pastor. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well today. Thank you. Your word really blessed me.
Amen.
Generations. I have a request for my daughter. She's suffering with scoliosis.
Okay. Scoliosis.
Thank you.
Sure, thank you. Anybody else? Press 1. All right. Well, we're going to pray this morning, consult the Father. He is the one who there's nothing impossible to. He's able to do all things. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. All right. Heavenly Father, we just adore you. We love you, O Lord, our strength. And Father, we need strength today like never before. Not just physical strength for our bodies, but we need spiritual strength, O God. And Father, I thank you that you are a great battler. In the name of Jesus, you promised to fight every battle for us, and you are not a man that you should lie. So, Father God, we thank you this morning that we can call on your name. Oh, you said us who are called by your name, if we humble ourselves and pray, turn from our wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven and you would heal our land. So forgive us, oh God, for everything that we've done against you, against your people, oh God, against ourselves. Forgive us, Father God. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we come to consult you this morning. We need your guidance. We need direction. And, Father God, so many people need a healing in this hour, in the name of Jesus. So we repent for any sins that we've done that have caused a sickness to come upon us, that have caused soul diseases, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we're asking you to heal. Oh, we call upon you as Jehovah Rapha. You are the mighty I Am. You are everything that we need. So, Father, we call upon you for my cousin Robert Lewis this morning who's been in the hospital, who underwent surgery. And for Karen's Sunday school member who underwent bypass surgery. And we thank you, oh, God, for being their healer. We thank you that you are great and mighty King, and there's no God like you, Jehovah. Father, we are truly dependent upon you in this hour. There's so much going on in the world today, and we need you like never before. So, Father God, we thank you for healing Robert Lewis Hooks. We thank you, Father God, for healing Karen's member that had, of a Sunday school class that had bypass surgery, and the one that broke the leg. We thank you for the leg healing, being in position in Jesus' name, healing properly, oh God, being aligned up in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that for all that you're doing on our behalf. Father, we come with grateful hearts this morning. Truly, we are grateful that you are our God and that we could call on you. Father God, the doctors are limited, but you are the unlimited physician. Father God, I thank you for Pastor, for lay pastor's daughter, whom you birthed through her, Father God. And Father, I thank you said, I thank you that you said in your word, no good thing will you withhold from those who walk upright before you. So, Father God, lay pastor standing in the gap for her daughter. And thank you, oh God, that scoliosis is nothing to you. Doctors say there's no cure for this and no cure for that. But, Lord, you are able to cure every condition known and unknown to man. Sometimes people go to the doctor and they say, this puzzles me. I don't know. I ain't never seen this before. But, God, there's nothing that you have not seen. There's nothing impossible to you. So we thank you today, Father God, for healing her of scoliosis and any other stomach condition or any other problem that she's going through, any chest, any lower back pain, any pain in the body, down the spine, any part of the body. We thank you that she's already healed because you sent the word and healed her, and she's healed by every stripe that you took in Jesus' name. So, Father God, I lift up the parents today, the fathers, the mothers, the husbands, the wives, the children. And I thank you for blessing them in safety and peace. And I thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Shalom, that you are making peace in husbands, peace in wives, peace in the children, peace in the fathers, peace in the mothers. And I thank you, Father God, that our children will be loved, not abused. I thank you for loving parents, caring parents. And I thank you that our children will pay attention and show them, Lord God, what they're looking at when they see what they're looking at. So, Father, many times we're blind to what we're looking at. We see things, but we don't know what they mean. We don't understand them. Father God, many children are strung out on drugs. Parents are looking right at them and don't even know it. So, Father God, give us great discernment to know what we're looking at. Many children are stealing, doing all kinds of things, but we don't even know it. We're blind to what's right in front of us, what we're looking at. So, Father God, give us great discernment so we can see what our children are dealing in, what they're doing. And, Father God, help us to pray with and for our children daily. I thank you for families being strong in you, Lord God. Strong in you, Father God. Strong father, strong mother, strong children. Strong in your word. Strong, strong, oh God. Strengthen the family unit, oh God. I bind the hand of the enemy that try to come in and divide fathers and mothers, that to try to point one thing at the other, to say you did this and you did that. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I cauterize it. I send the fire of God against it. I say unity. I speak unity and love in marriage. Unity and love in marriages. Unity and love between fathers and mothers, between children and parents, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that you're an awesome God. You are a mighty God. You hear and you answer prayers. I bind the hand of the enemy that's trying to come up against our children to take them out at an early age. I say, not so, devil. Our children will live out all their days in safety and in peace. Father God, I pray a hedge of protection around families, around the children especially. And so, Father God, as they go to school, as they come home, in the name of Jesus, protect them wherever they go, especially those children whose parents work and can't be there when they get there. Lord, protect them in the name of Jesus. I cover every door, every window with the blood of Jesus. And I thank you that our children are in a safe place in you, oh God. I bind up fear and nightmares from our children, incubus and succubus, in the name of Jesus. Every inherited curse, I cauterize it. In the name of Jesus, I send the fire of God against it. And no weapon that is formed against our children or against our families will prosper. I thank you for the family unit staying whole and holding on to your unchanging hand. So, Father, this morning we bless you and we honor you as the great God. Well, it's closing time. Bible Storyland, Ecclesiastes 3 says it's a time for this and a time for that. So we must learn what time it is in the spirit. Yeah, we got to learn in the spirit. Consult Father God. Honor and obey him. Remember to obey God. Stay close to him. Stay close to God. Don't get distant from him. Don't slide backwards. Run into his presence. Run after him. Hunger for him. Thirst for him. More than you do a meal. Job said in his word, he said, I desire the words of God's mouth more than my necessary food. Not more than my snacks. More than my necessary food. So God will return like a thief in the night. In the meantime, obey him, love him, return, and spread the love that he gives to you. I look forward to speaking to you Thursday, the 1st through the 4th Thursdays at 5 p.m. on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. Next Saturday is going to be Joyful Praise Day. Come and joyfully praise our God with us. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Remember, I love you, but God loves you even more. He is an unlimited God. Consult him. He'll take care of every situation in your life. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Honor him. Reverence him. Obey him. Love on God because he's constantly loving on you. Have a great day. Love you. Bye.